This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen. And joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hey, Will.
Hi, Leanne.
How are you? I'm well.
And you've been traveling?
I have, actually. I was in the Show Me State in Springfield, Missouri. And I was always asked, do I know the answers ahead of time during puzzles? So I assured the folks that support KMSU that I did not. But they're big fans, and it was nice to be able to go out there. And you've been busy?
Yes. Played in a table tennis tournament yesterday in Rochester, New York. Saw a play last night called Life is Shorts that's about the New York Times crossword.
And lots of other stuff. I'm afraid we won't have time to play the game if we have the whole list of your itinerary for the next couple of months. So let's get to that clue you gave us last week for the weekly challenge. What was it?
Yes, I said name part of the human body, change one of the letters to an E, and rearrange the result to name another part of the body. What parts are these?
And what was your answer?
Well, I tell you, there turned out to be lots of answers. My intended answer was neck to knee, but we also accepted hand to head, calf to face, and arm to ear. Anything that worked was considered correct.
Well, you could tell we had more than 2,400 entries, and out of those, our winner is Madhu Madhavan in Alexandria, Virginia. I hope I did justice to your name, sir.
You did.
All right. What do you do in Alexandria?
Well, I work for the World Bank during the week, and on weekends and evenings, I do a lot of test prepping, high school students for the most part, SAT, PSAT, and such.
Oh, your brain must be just full of knowledge if you're doing that. I'm glad you're here. And you've been playing for how long?
You wouldn't believe this, about 15 years. I have had a distribution list for the last several years. The puzzle goes out to about 100 people and 4 continents. Huh. Hmm. I've been encouraging them to send in their entries, but a lot of them don't want to be embarrassed, like you're going to embarrass me now.
Oh, no, that is not going to happen, and I'll prove it to you because we will play. Please meet Madhu. Let's play.
All right, Madhu. Yeah. You know, NPR is noted for not having ads, but today's puzzle is full of ads. Every answer is a familiar word starting with the letters A-D. For example, and I'll give you anagrams of the answers. For example, if I said Pat, P-A-T, you would say adapt. It starts with A-D, and rearrange Pat to get the last three letters. All right, number one is lead, L-E-D.
Addle
is right. Number two is Tim, T-I-M.
Admit.
Uh-huh. Number three is nor, N-O-R.
Adorn.
That's right. Juts, J-U-T-S.
Adjust.
Uh-huh. Riot, R-I-O-T.
Help?
Yeah, help. No. My mind went
adroit,
to...
Adroit.
Adroit. Adroit, very good. You didn't need help.
Frit, F as in Frederick, F-R-I-T.
Adrift.
Adrift, good. Manta, M-A-N-T-A, as in a manta ray.
Adamant.
Excellent. Learn, L-E-A-R-N.
Adrenal.
Adrenal is good. Your next one is serve, S-E-R-V-E.
Serve. Adverse.
Yes.
That's it. Nether, N-E-T-H-E-R.
Adherent.
Adherent is it?
Adherent. Oh, my goodness.
Oh. Leanne, I hear that pencil flying across the paper.
It is flying across the paper and coming up with nada.
Try this one. Shimon, S-H-I-M-O-N, as in Shimon Perez.
Shimon Perez. Admonish.
Yes.
Admonish, good. Octave, O-C-T-A-V-E.
Advocate?
Yes.
Advocate, is it? Balmier, B-A-L... M-I-E-R. And it's a word that is an adjective that would describe your performance here.
Mm. Admirable.
Yes,
admirable
indeed.
Is right. How about dilation? D-I-L-A-T-I-O-N.
A delay.
I don't know. Additional. I don't know.
Additional,
no,
is it?
You're kidding.
Oh, additional.
You are kidding me. That was just a, I'm sorry, a flash in the brain pan. What can I tell you?
And here's your last one. It's a two-word phrase, event timers.
Advertisements.
Advertisement is correct.
Oh,
you said there are going to be no ads on this show. No, okay.
He saved it for last. It was the trick up his sleeve, Madhu.
Wonderful.
Nice job.
Thanks, Leanne. I thought I was going to be embarrassed.
No, you had an admirable performance, sir. And to tell you what you'll get for playing our puzzle today is a singer my colleague Scott Simon spoke to a few weeks ago on Weekend Edition Saturday. Here's Jessica Lee Mayfield.
For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a Weekend Edition lapel pin, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, the book series Will Shorts Presents Ken Ken, Volumes 1, 2, and 3 from St. Martin's Press, one of Will Shorts' Puzzle Master Decks of Riddles and Challenges from Chronicle Books, and a CD compilation of NPR's Sunday Puzzles.
There you go, Madhu. That's all you lose.
Fantastic.
Oh, and before we let you go, you have to tell us what member station you listen to.
WAMU FM 88.5, and I'm a member.
Go for it. Madhu Madhavan, thanks for playing the puzzle with us today.
Thank you very much. And good day, both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. And Will, a challenge for next week?
Yes, it comes from our old pal, Merle Regal. And let me mention, he'll be doing the color commentary again for the playoff round at the upcoming American Crossword Puzzle Tournament, which is March 18 to 20. And here's the puzzle. Take a common girl's name in six letters, change the fourth letter to the next letter in the alphabet to get another common girl's name. What names are these? So again, a common girl's name in six letters, change the fourth letter to the next letter in the alphabet to get another common girl's name. What girls' names are these?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle. Click on the Submit Your Answer link. Only one entry per person, please. Our deadline is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number or where we can reach you at about that time, because we will call if you're the winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shorts. And next week, with Lynn Neary, who'll be sitting in for me in this hot seat, Will, because I'm going to a very cold place. First Seattle, but then Alaska. So
whoa.
I'll tell you all about that when I get back. But thanks for this week, sweetie.
Excellent. Have fun. Thanks, Leanne.